You're listening to the Legal Curve Postgame Podcast. I'm Richard Pollock. This is Friday, December 18th. The Jets facing off against the New York Rangers tonight. And what I can say is it was all Jets tonight as the New York Rangers came into town having played last night in Minnesota, having lost to Minnesota. Came in, I guess, traveled last night, got in late, and you could tell the Jets got on them early and the Jets dominated the game. The Rangers really didn't seem to be able to make plays, and the Jets were in the right spots. So credit to the Jets, and also, you know, Rangers have been playing better. They're certainly struggling right now, and they just didn't look crisp at all tonight. All Jets, 5-2 final. Let's go through the goals. And the game started, you know, the Jets started off hot. A goal early in the game from Brian Little at 5:03 of the first period. It's his 11th of the year from Blake Wheeler. And, you know, you look at this goal, and it starts from the back end, and that's the thing about the Jets is that they generate a lot of offense from the back end, and rightfully so. When you have Enstrom, and you have Trouba, and you have Myers, and you have Buffalo, you should be able to create plays in transition. And what happens here is you get a great breakout pass from Enstrom to Blake Wheeler. Blake Wheeler dumps it in. You know, lots of times you'll say, oh, that dump-in, you know, getting rid of the puck. But this dump-in's a great dump-in. He puts it into the right spot, and Andrew Ladd is first in on the forecheck. And that's what I mean. You know, Ladd is in a position with speed to come in on the forecheck, swings around, causes a turnover. And that turnover, it looked like actually Ladd hit the puck over to Wheeler behind the net. Wheeler passed it out to Little in front, and the speed of which the play happened, Enstrom to Wheeler in the corner. Ladd on him, Wheeler comes and supports the puck, and Little is the kind of the high guy. He notices an opportunity. He's unimpeded in front of the net, and again, there's a pass come out in front from Wheeler, and Little holds it, waits out Henrik Lundqvist, and it's 1-0. The defensemen in the play for New York were their top pairing, Ryan McDonagh and Mark Stahl. So, you know, clearly not victimizing a weak unit, victimizing a very strong unit. Jets up 1-0, and the crowd's into it. And before you know it, Brian Little's on the board with his 12th goal of the year. Again from Blake Wheeler, who probably was the best player on the ice. Wheeler or Little, excuse me. You could argue either way. Both tremendous. Generated a ton of opportunities and played a terrific game. This goal, second goal of the game, of course, giving the Jets a 2-0 lead, was at 7:34 of the first. So as I said, Little from Wheeler, and Andrew Ladd gets the assist on this one as well. This is a pretty simple play. You know, Blake Wheeler is able to generate speed in the offensive zone, and he actually comes off of the left side. And when he comes off of the left side, he comes off the off wing. Sorry, I got distracted there. Dylan McElrath coming post game to greet all of his family and friends. So it's a nice sight to see. But Blake Wheeler comes from the wrong side of the ice, where he likes to generate opportunities because he can see the whole ice, and he comes from behind the net, generates speed, gets the puck at about takes a little bit higher than the circle, and sees an opening to Brian Little. So you see Brian Little on this play notices that Blake Wheeler has a puck, will hold on to the puck, will make the right play. So he goes to the right side of the net, and Blake Wheeler threads a pass across the ice to Brian Little, tips the puck in. And it's 2-0. And so, you know, you're the Rangers. You don't want to make it that easy. But give the Jets credit and Wheeler credit. He's able to create space and move the puck cross ice to Little. Showed good hands. It's 2-0. And, you know, the Rangers, get it back at even strength. The first two goals being at even strength and the Rangers scoring at even strength. This goal is really created by Keith Yandle. Keith Yandle is able to get some space at the top of just inside the blue line. Fakes a shot. Draws the Jets defense over to him. And then passes it over to Kevin Hayes to his right. Kevin Hayes one-times the puck, and it's a rebound saved by the rebound to Hellebuck. Hellebuck had a little bit of trouble with the rebounds today. Going to want to see him be a little bit more crisp. But puck pops out, and JT Miller and Ben Chiarot go to the net. The puck kind of trickles out, really, and JT Miller is able to tip the puck. Chiarot isn't able to hold him off. And it's 2-1. So the Rangers getting a little bit back there. So it's Miller's 6th with Hayes, his 11th assist of the season. He's more of a pass first guy. And Keith Yandle. The Jets don't let that bother them, though. And you worry about fragility of you know, state of mind and blowing leads. The Jets came right back only 3.5 minutes later, 17:31 of the first period. Again, at even strength. So All goals tonight at even strength except for this second Rangers goal, which we'll talk about shortly. This is a simple play. It's Mark Scheifele wins the draw to the left of Henrik Lundqvist, wins a draw. Dustin Byfuglien wires one home, and it looked like it went blocker side. Couldn't see in the replay there. It looked like it tipped somebody just based on Henrik Lundqvist's reaction, because his reaction switched. But I can't confirm that. Anyhow, Scheifele on a strong side, wins the draw, shows you how important faceoffs are. Scheifele was very good tonight as well. Could have had more than the one assist that he did have. And Byfuglien, with as good of a one-timer as you got in the league. There's a few guys who are a little better, but Ovechkins and Subans, but not many. And great shot. 3-1 Jets end of the first period. Shots after the first were 13-9. Jets really did carry the play more than that 13-9. Those 13-9 shots indicate. Of note, two penalties in the first period, and the reason I'm bringing this up is it'll be kind of foreshadowing for later, but Keith Yandel with a penalty at 7:49, and then Andrew Ladd, the penalty at 18:30 of the first period, and this will be something that'll become a topic at the end of the podcast here. Second period, again, the Jets really coming out and controlling the play. They controlled the play throughout the game. This is one of their better games, a lot of energy. They had the new lines today, being the fourth line, Halas, Chuck, Kopp, and Armia, and I thought did pretty well, was able to create some opportunities and just create a little bit of space for themselves, and second game in a row of the new defensive pairings, and we'll talk about the ice time in a little bit here, but Jets control the second period, 17 and the 10 shots, that was certainly an accurate indicator of who was controlling the play, yet the Rangers were able to get the first goal of the period, and this one is on the power play. Derek Brassard, Derek Brassard is able to win the draw. So you see it's actually the same spot in where Mark Scheifele won the draw, and actually the same side of the ice because it was in the first period. Anyhow, Brassard wins a draw. He gets the puck back to McDonough, and McDonough shoots the puck. So kind of similar play, but certainly not as hard. Takes a shot that gets that a rebound pops out to Dan Boyle, and Dan Boyle stands on the off wing on the power play, so he's on the kind of the right of Hellebuck's hash marks, which is his off wing. Makes it an easier one-time shot. He gets the rebound, one-time shot by Boyle. It's in, Hellebuck had trouble with the rebounds tonight. I'm not going to blame this one necessarily on him. I think it got through, and I may be wrong. I might have hit something on the way in, but in any event, this wasn't one of those goals that you really blame the defense and you blame the penalty kill. It was a quick play. Boom shot, boom rebound, boom in the net. No defenders really had time to come back, to get at Boyle, Hellebuck had trouble with the rebounds today, but he's got to make that save and hope that his defense clear it out. It's one of those. So, Rangers get back in within one, and you think, okay, the Jets had a 3-1 lead last game and halfway through the second period or so. But a goal by Tyler Myers only 2 minutes and 2 seconds later. And you notice that the Rangers scored twice tonight. The Jets scored within 2.5 minutes of the first time, and within 2 minutes and 2 seconds the second time. That sure did a lot to eliminate any momentum that the Rangers were going to try and generate. Who scores? Tyler Myers, who played a real nice game, skated well. This play here is Brian Little down low. He's able to kind of cycle it almost to Blake Wheeler, and Blake Wheeler is able to create space for himself against his defender Matt Zuccarello. So huge size difference there, and he's able to create room by curling to he's to the right of Lundqvist, he curls to the left, he passes the puck back to Myers, and the reason Myers is open is because Rick Nash is down low supporting the puck, trying to make sure that Little or Wheeler don't get into the middle of the ice, and because Nash comes low, Myers is open, Wheeler finds him. Great read of the play by Wheeler. Myers gets the puck, goes top glove on Henrik Lundqvist. Beautiful shot. It's 4-2, end of the second period. So the shots through two are 30-19 for the Jets. And again, Jets controlled the play throughout. The third period was fairly uneventful, except for the penalty that Andrew Ladd took in the second period. Before we get to the third, the penalty Andrew Ladd took in the second period was an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. And I couldn't see in the replay there and didn't see in real time whether it was just beaking the official or whatever it may be. But he takes the penalty. It's the second of the game. The first, the tripping of Rick Nash in the neutral zone. The second was an unsportsmanlike call on Ladd. Well, you think, okay, you know, it's something that's going to be an issue, but the Jets were able to get Myers' goal back, and they're not down 3-2. They're not up 3-2, they're up 4-2. It is what it is. Well, that wasn't the case, and Paul Maurice certainly sent, wanted to send a message in the third period. He comes out, he plays Ladd with Burmistrov and Ehlers on the third line, and puts Thorburn on the first line. And Dave Manuka of LegalCurve.com was just in the dressing room, and Andrew Ladd said that's something that he's going to stay between him and the coach. So probably not too happy about it. Ladd, of course, gets the empty netter, so maybe it motivated him a bit playing on the third line. Having said that, when he scored that empty net goal at the end of the game, when the Rangers had pulled the goalie, and they pulled their goalie early with about 3 minutes left or so, it was assisted from, of course, Blake Wheeler. So Blake Wheeler had four assists tonight. He was tremendous. Andrew Ladd, aside from those penalties, I thought played a real good game. A lot of the Jets played really good games tonight. Brian Little, of course, with two goals and an assist as well. So you have your first line with 9 points. You have Ladd with a goal and an assist. You have Little with two goals and an assist. And you have Wheeler with four assists. So the big boys came to play tonight, and the Jets took it to the Rangers. That'll be the season sweep for the Jets over the Rangers. Two games, two wins for the Winnipeg Jets. In terms of ice time, you know, one thing I think if you're a Jets fan, you're going to like to see is how the ice time was apportioned tonight. And you saw Mark Stewart and Ben Sherratt. Sherratt played 10 minutes and 46 seconds, all at even strength. Stewart played 13:55. 2:24 of that was shorthanded. 11:31 was even strength. Now, last game, you saw there was Stewart and Sherratt playing a lot more at even strength. Almost equal time at even strength as the other defensemen. This game, you did not see that at all. Jacob Trouba played 22:51 at even strength, 26 minutes overall. Dustin Byfuglien played 27 minutes overall, 22 at even strength. Enstrom played 17 at even strength, and Myers played 18 at even strength. Enstrom playing 17:35 total, and only 5 seconds on the PK there, and Myers playing a minute each on the power play and penalty kill with 21 minutes total. So you're seeing the Jets giving their big horses ice time, and I thought the big horses all came to play tonight. And Connor Hellebuyck didn't need to be great. Wasn't anything tremendous, wasn't challenged too much, but made the saves when he needed to. And Henrik Lundqvist allowed 5 goals, but he could have allowed 6 or 7 or even 8 to the amount of quality chances that the Jets were able to generate tonight. So Jets are able to get rid of that sour taste after the St. Louis game, and they're off now on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. They're back in action at the back-to-back against the Edmonton Oilers and Calgary Flames, both teams playing real well right now. So that's going to be a challenge for sure. Edmonton's Monday, and the Calgary Flames are Tuesday. So that's it from the MTS Center tonight. We will see you tomorrow. Legal Curve Hockey Show is on special time because of the World Juniors, 2 o'clock start time, 2 through 5. Have a good night.